Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the San Diego Padres and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Diego Padres. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Alan Wiggins. Batting second. The right fielder, Tony Gwynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Carmelo Martinez. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Steve Garvey. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kevin McReynolds. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Mario Ramirez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Doug Gwost. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Whitson. Pitching for the San Diego Padres, Ed Whitson. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Dernier. Batting second. The second baseman, Ryne Sandberg. Batting third. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Leon Durham. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Say. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mel Hall. Batting seventh. The catcher, Jody Davis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Larry Bowa. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Trout. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Steve Trout. And now, play ball. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins takes first base on ball four. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn takes first base on ball four. Wiggins moves to second. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez hits a fly ball into right field. Hall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg strikes out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds strikes out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is hit by the pitch. Mario Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Doug Gwost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwost strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Padres nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Durham. The throw from Gwost and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say strikes out. One out. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 1-0, Cubs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Larry Bowa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wiggins hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Padres nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 0-for-1 in the game. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gwost for a passed ball. Dernier moves to second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 0-for-1 in the game. Sandberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McReynolds who is chasing the ball. Sandberg reaches third base with a triple. Dernier scores. It's 4-0, Cubs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-1 in the game. Say hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Nettles settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres nothing. The Padres will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-1 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-1 in the game. Garvey hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 0-for-1 in the game. McReynolds hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres 1. The Padres will come to bat. Mario Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-1 in the game. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doug Gvost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gvost is 0-for-1 in the game. Gvost hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ramirez moves to second. Ed Whitson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitson is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitson bunts in front of the plate. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Gvost moves to second. 1 out. Allen Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ramirez scores. Gvost moves to third. 2 outs. It's 4-2, Cubs. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Gwynn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bauer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiggins. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dernier bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Trout moves to second. 1 out. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Sandberg strikes out. 2 outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. McReynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-2 in the game. Garvey takes first base on ball 4. Martinez moves to second. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McReynolds strikes out. 1 out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles strikes out. 2 outs. Mario Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Padres 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Cubs. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-2 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hall strikes out. One out. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Martinez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0-for-2 in the game. Bauer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Doug Gwost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gwost takes first base on ball 4. Tim Flannery pinch hits for Ed Whitson. Tim Flannery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flannery hits a fly ball into center field. Dernier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gwynn takes first base on ball 4. Wiggins moves to second. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Martinez takes first base on ball 4. Wiggins moves to third. Gwynn moves to second. Lee Smith now pitching. Keith Moreland now playing right field. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Garvey hits a fly ball into right field. Moreland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Dravecki now pitching. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland hits a fly ball into right field. Gwynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dernier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Dernier. The throw from Gwost and he is safe. Dernier steals second. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Dravecki. Dernier moves to third. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Gwost to Nettles. The throw back to home, and Dernier is out at the plate. Two outs. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Gwost for a passed ball. Sandberg moves to second. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Henry Cotto now playing left field. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for Mario Ramirez. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McReynolds moves to second. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers strikes out. Two outs. Terry Kennedy pinch hits for Doug Gwost. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Luis Salazar now playing shortstop. Terry Kennedy now catching. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of McReynolds. Durham reaches second base with a double. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0-for-3 in the game. Say hits a line drive towards first. Garvey reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Salazar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Durham moves to third. Two outs. Jody Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Padres 2. The Padres will come to bat. Bobby Brown pinch hits for Dave Dravecki. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brown moves to second. Tony Gwynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gwynn is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Gwynn hits a ball on the ground into left field. Cotto picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Cotto. Brown scores. Wiggins moves to third. Gwynn moves to second. It's 5-3, Cubs. Carmelo Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Martinez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wiggins scores. Gwynn scores. It's Padres, 5, Cubs, 5. Warren Bruststar now pitching. Steve Garvey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garvey is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Garvey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sandberg fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kevin McReynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McReynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. McReynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Baez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Padres 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Carmelo Martinez now playing first base. Craig Lefferts now pitching. Bobby Brown now playing left field. Larry Bauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bauer is 0 for 3 in the game. Bauer hits a fly ball into right field. Quinn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Keith Moreland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moreland is 0 for 1 in the game. Moreland hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wiggins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Dernier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dernier is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Dernier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lefferts fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Padres 5, and the Cubs 5. The Padres will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Nettles hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Templeton pinch runs for Greg Nettles. Luis Salazar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salazar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Say fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Durham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Salazar moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brown takes first base on ball 4. Alan Wiggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiggins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Wiggins hits a fly ball into left field. Cotto settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Padres 5, and the Cubs 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Gary Templeton now playing shortstop. Luis Salazar now playing third base. Ryne Sandberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sandberg is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Sandberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Henry Cotto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotto bunts towards the mound. Lefferts juggles the ball. That's an error on Lefferts. Sandberg moves to second. Leon Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 3 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Durham takes first base on ball 4. Sandberg moves to third. Cotto moves to second. Ron Say is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Say is 0 for 4 in the game. Say hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandberg scores. Cotto moves to third. Durham moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and San Diego Padres, 5. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.